This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
This is Matt Solano at work in his store on Emma Avenue in Springdale. Matt has just opened the store, The Drum Pad, on Emma Avenue. This week, in the heat of a mid-afternoon, the air conditioner was blowing hard inside as Matt brought in a drum set from his car. He already has nearly a dozen sets, from vintage to modern, set up inside the narrow storefront. He wants The Drum Pad to become a one-stop shop for the community of local drummers, a place to hang out, maybe practice a little, and seek out important drum parts and paraphernalia.
If you go to another store, a big box store, or another large music store, you might not find something there that you can find here, and vice versa. So, I mean, I have a lot of vintage parts. I can repair vintage drums. I have, thousands of parts that I've used in the past, and they're mostly vintage drums, but I can repair modern drums, and I can find parts, and I've just been around it for a long time.
This endeavor is not a knee-jerk career decision for Matt. He first took stick to drum when he was 9 years old, and he's never really lost the love for the beat. Years ago, when he lived in Oregon, he had a drum store there. He's lived in Arkansas for 8 years, and over that time, began collecting a few drum kits or parts here and there, and, well, that collection never stopped growing.
And it got to be, well, this is taking over my house. You know, it was taking over. I enclosed my garage. I took that over, and then I started using the back garage. That got filled up with drum stuff, and then it started getting into the living room. And my wife was like, this is getting a little bit too much. So, even if it just turns into a tax write-off, I got a place to put the stuff.
Not all drumming accessories take up much room. Matt Solano says over the past 10 years or so, vintage drums have captured the attention of a lot of people, much like vintage guitars developed into a market years before. So if a drummer is especially particular about his or her set, only the right original part will do. Matt says he has those people covered. He has small drawers filled with even smaller little bolts, nuts, and stuff.
Like here, I have a screw, you know, or even a bolt, or a washer, or a spring. You know, so this is an original part. You know, this is an original part. So just looking at these, I can tell, well, this is from a Ludwig drum set, and what kind of lug it's from. So you might have a vintage set and you might be missing one of these. This is a claw that holds the bass drum head onto the bass drum. Well, if you need one of those to make your drum set complete, then I have that part. So you're just kind of like laying it down for...
Of course, not everything about a drum is small, certainly not the sound. There are all kinds of theories about why we as a species are drawn to percussion. That it reminds us of the first sound we heard, our mother's heartbeat, or connects us to some of the earliest rhythmic sounds we might have made a few millennia ago. For Matt, there's no denying it that it's the big, booming sound that holds an attraction for him. He says it goes all the way back to his childhood in New Jersey when parades would wind through the streets. He says he would find the exact right spot to feel the boom of the marching drums.
I would want to be underneath the bridge because the drums section would go under the bridge, under the underpass of the railroad tracks on top, you know, and I would get under there and I'd feel that boom, 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 and it would just like hit your chest, you know, and you could feel it in your stomach and everything, and it was just like, that's what I was living for. It was like, that was a high, you know, and I still feel it today when somebody comes in and you can feel the power of the bass drum hitting you in the chest.
Matt has not just drum sets for jazz or rock bands, but drums designed for marching bands as well. Four drums, for example, connected in a row that he calls quads.
And these are just tuned differently. So they're tuned really tight.
The Drum Pad has the all-drum market cornered on Emma, a street with a rich history, but still with several empty addresses, though new antique stores, boutiques, and other businesses have opened on Emma recently. There are any number of places he could have found for his new store, but he says he was drawn to Emma Avenue in Springdale for a couple of reasons. He says the space has the sort of vintage hangout feel he thinks works perfectly for drummers, and he thinks Emma has a bright future.
What I like about downtown is that I see that it has a lot of potential coming back here, and if there's just more shops that would come down and, you know, more unique shops. Not, I mean, we have plenty of like secondhand stores and things like that. This place could, you know, just have a little bit more foot traffic, and it's got beautiful buildings down here and stuff, and it's got a rich history. If drummers want to come here, like in the past when I had the drum shop, they'd come in and they'd tell me, hey, you know, I play this type of stick. This is the kind of stick I want. If you carry it, I'll come down. And it's just kind of, it's just like a place to hang out. We got the taqueria up the street, and I'm going to be doing some stuff with them, with some live music, just try to bring people down here. And I just want to kind of make it like a community where, you know, you can come here, you can go there, you can have lunch there, you can come here, you can come down here and hang out, talk about drumming.
You will be able to talk about drumming at the Drum Pad Tuesday through Friday from 4 until 8 p.m. and Saturdays from 11 a.m. until 6 p.m. Matt has plans to connect with instructors who may be interested in the space to teach lessons, and he has his eye or his ear focused on the space next door for possible expansion if all goes well. Before I left the Drum Pad on Monday, I asked if there was any particular drummer that he'd recommend listening to.
Somebody that I'm into now is Roy Haynes, and the guy's in his 80s, and he's like a kid behind the drum set. He looks very young, and man, he can play, and it's just something I like to see people do.
Matt Solano is the owner of the Drum Pad on Emma Avenue in downtown Springdale. I talked to him at his shop on Monday afternoon.